90-minute tape converted to 60 minutes, the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. Interview of Stanley K. Lau. Interview number 35. Tape 1. This nearly unintelligible tape is highly noise processed, the narrow bandwidth at 1 kilohertz on a graphic equalizer with everything else shut down.
Well, what church is country, he was minister of the Chinese Congregational Church, which still exists today on 9th Street Place and San Pedro Street. And later on, he went to Hicksville, hired there by Mrs. Kim, who was the mother of Ruth Kim Wong. Ruth is now the wife of Tyrus Wong. And there in Hicksville, I believe it's the Congregational Church. There he stayed for, about 3 years or so before we moved to Long Beach.
What school did you have?
The schooling I have as a youngster was, so far as Chinese go, we tried to learn Chinese at home where my mother tried to teach us after school hours at home, but we didn't really like learning Chinese. A lot of memory, we felt was unnecessary since we were rapidly becoming Americanized at that time, and it was a waste of time, at least I thought so, and I wanted to do other things and learn Chinese. Although today I sort of regret it, perhaps the method of teaching, perhaps what we were, we have the reason for my not learning. I think it was a matter of attitude at that time. So far as education, primarily I was educated in Glendale, where we were, I think, the only Chinese family. We lived in the south part of Glendale, on Grand Boulevard, in San, right near San Fernando Road. And all through my grammar school and junior high school education, my contact school-wise was with the white students, so that I became more Americanized, most of the Chinese who lived in Chinatown.
Did you go to college?
Yes, I graduated from Glendale High School in 1938, and then I wanted to go to USC because of the football teams. And then my dad said, well, we couldn't afford to have you go to USC, so I then settled on UCLA, and I went there for about a year or so before World War II draft caught me. I was one of the first 18, 19-year-olds to go, and I served in the Army, in the Corps of Engineers. I went overseas after receiving my training, and basic training in the Corps of Engineers at Fort Belvoir, Virginia. I went overseas to England for about a year. Then when the invasion took place, went to France and then to Belgium, Germany. And my period of service was from 1943 to about 45, something almost 3 years. And following the service, I came back to this country and resumed my education at UCLA, and graduated there with a BS in chemistry. I also did some postgraduate work in chemistry, and then I became employed as a chemist. And from that on, from that time on, I did a number of other, jobs, chemistry, primarily, before leaving chemistry because of the uncertainty of employment and joining the Department of Power in 1968.
And what did
present function is to do engineering type work. I do computer programming of data regarding various electric equipment, such as transformers and circuit breakers and the like, or the Department of Power. And this type of information can be gathered by making field trips and then put up on the computer for later report writing. I also make field trips and check on the insulation and the maintenance of equipment at various what we call customer stations. These are small transformer stations, and I keep track of these stations for the publication, which we send out to various divisions for their information. My sister, we had a family of three children. I was the oldest. My brother, Vincent, is now an architect in San Francisco. And my sister, who was the only natural born U.S. citizen, became a nurse, and she is now presently living in La Mesa, which is near San Diego.
Did you associate with Chinese or non-Chinese
at work or school?
Well, as I indicated earlier, most of my younger days were spent in a white environment. My education was among almost 99% white students in Glendale at the time. There were very few Orientals, that means Japanese. The only Chinese family in Glendale. And so far as Mexicans, there was a small percentage of Mexicans, but primarily it was a white community. And as such, we experienced discrimination, prejudice. We realized it. And of course, one thing I tried was a pep talk: come home right after school. Don't fool around, come right home. And I guess it was a sort of realizing we have to come back to, you might say, to know our place, so to speak. The attitude was, if they don't want us to be certain places, just don't go there. Don't force the issue. Accept your place. We were meant to feel that we ought to be grateful for being accepted in the white community, and white was right. And as a matter of fact, I got to the point where my thinking was almost Anglo-Saxon. When I went to England in the service, and after studying English history and American history, that I sort of felt my roots as being in England rather than being from China. I, at that time, felt ashamed of being Chinese. I could not become a citizen because at that time immigrants could not become naturalized. I am naturalized now because of my being in the army. I was naturalized by the government in England. And, but at that time when I was young, I resented in some way being Chinese because I could not be accepted by the Chinese community, either legally, from the standpoint of being able to not that I didn't have any friends. I had some friends at school, but our social contacts were minimized because of the feeling of, we were not accepted by the community. Now, in the Army, I found, surprised enough, that the attitudes of prejudice, or attitudes, were towards everybody. For example, I was in a group, an outfit, that had a lot of Polish fellows. And racial derogatory remarks were made about the Polacks. And certainly, we also had people that were Italians, and then the Polwops and Guineas. And so I realized by being in the service that this attitude of discrimination was not just directed towards just the Chinese or towards myself. It was directed towards any ethnic group. And here I was in an outfit which was white. Say I was the only Chinese soldier in that outfit. And yet I had all this pious and bias and prejudice directed towards other people. That was my worst question.
So that means you felt more like you were American than Chinese.
Yes, I felt more like American than Chinese. I resented it in some ways. Yes, I enjoyed aspects of Chinese, but well, as long as I was one of the Chinese. As on weekends when we would leave, we would go into Chinatown to visit friends and eat and attend church on weekends, that was fine. I felt, at home among the Chinese. But to a certain extent, the Chinese kids my age resented me and my brother and sister. Because we talked differently. We didn't have an accent, what we call a Chinatown accent. But, maybe they thought we were superior. I don't know. But I didn't feel really at home with our Chinese kids. Although I got part of the Chinese scene, maybe food and customs and culture. But on weekdays, my feelings were definitely that wanting to be American, wanting to be white. The fact of having going with a white woman, a girl, was more. My orientation, rather than thinking in terms of the goal of a Chinese girl, it seemed that it was a situation where it's something that I couldn't achieve, like equality. It's something like there's a door that I couldn't go through, and because I couldn't go through, there was more of a desire for that than for things that I couldn't do. It's just like when I was a child that I thought, God, it would be nice to have, when I grow up and have all the watermelon to eat and all the soda pop and drink. But now that I'm an adult, I can get all the water that I want and all the drinks that I want, and yet I don't do it. I just because I'm not being able to do something or be something that makes you want to do that, be that person more than what it really is.
Did you ever disagree with your family about being Chinese or American?
Well, my folks, at one time, wanted to send my brother and me back to China to go to high school back there and learn Chinese. And of course, we rebelled at that idea. Oh, that was, no, we didn't want to do that. So we didn't get it. We were completely Americanized in our thinking. It's unthinkable for us to be back in China, to try to learn Chinese and do things Chinese back there. I know that they felt that way. We wanted to put some culture and customs. And maybe, looking back, maybe that would have been a good thing. Then I would learn more Chinese, but then reading my Chinese become more fluent. I don't know. Certainly at that time, let me say because of my association with my community, because of my native contacts, because my dad's in the business, and Glendale was that of being earnest, and again with a white community, that I felt more Americanized or white than I was concerned with the Chinese.
Did
Do you think you were typical of most other Chinese or different?
No, I would say that we were different from most Chinese. Because we were thinking more of, because of our education, and because of our business contacts with the white community, and the type of business that I was saying, and our education, I'd say we were more Americanized.
All right, well, when the family got sick, or when you got sick, did you prefer Chinese or Western medicine?
Well, that's a sort of a paradox. Even though my mother's a nurse, trained in Western medicine, and even though we're living in a Western country, our first remedies were Chinese. My dad was a herbalist, and actually we were able to get Chinese medicine, and that was used primarily. To my knowledge, we didn't have any major illnesses. So there wasn't any thing that required that is my early surgery or anything that required Western medicine. I'm trying to recall where we did have use of Western medicine outside of vaccinations and simple things like aspirin and medicine, cough medicine, for the most part. My dad would brew with the Chinese herb solution, and we'd use that. We'd use Chinese ointment for the yao. And we have a hojia yun, which is those little red pills used to suppress nausea. Things of that sort.
So you never had a natural medicine?
Well, I indicated that we didn't, outside of aspirin and cough medicines, we didn't go into any of these drugs and pills on the day because we didn't have any of these businesses.
In recreation, did you prefer Chinese games or Western games?
I always thought I'd like to go out when I was going to school to go out for some sport and learn sport because I had sport. But since my folks said, well, my mother didn't. I really come home after school, I'd come home and I was interested in books anyway. And at all, my parents never forced me to study hard or to go into books. I don't know why. I don't know, maybe just for that thing. Care to what have you, at least so far as education, but I enjoyed books, and that happened to in the summertime. I go to the library and do a lot of reading, novels, and magazines, and my dad took a number of magazines, because he always had magazines for his patients to look at, and I could read the magazines. So far as sports go, my dad was a tennis player in China. He enjoyed playing tennis, and he tried to do some tennis, but recreational people. So far as recreation activities in our family, we would play mahjong in our family. We would play tiangao. Although I like tiangao, it's black dominoes. I used to play with some of the older people. Robert Miller's father. And I enjoyed doing that. The Chinese gambling type of games. And so far as in sports, we would do quite a bit of walking. And some of the lines in the window, after dinner, we would walk down and quite a ways. We'd end up with ice cream cones some evening. It was quite something. We did things together in the family. Later on, we had a ping pong table in the backyard. My family, folks in gardening, they had some pigeons, which I hated. We used to be had one pigeon. And then, of course, you couldn't stand having seen them in the butcher in the hay ring. As far as other sports concerned, well, At school.
I'd like to try to football during school. My mother would get me. I never find that been put for it. I track shoes, football shoes. But I never was really big for that. So far as being able to keep me as a white kid. I wasn't going to run that fast, and I wasn't that strong or tough enough for football. So for the most part, I did enjoy farming sports. I was a very avid sportsman of USC football and USC basketball. Baseball wasn't very big because Major League Baseball was back east, but we did enjoy the World Series. I can still recall an interest in baseball. The idea of Dizzy Dean and Gappy Dean from St. Louis Cardinals. In fact, St. Louis Cardinals was my favorite baseball team. As a matter of fact, even today, St. Louis Cardinals, the name St. Louis Cardinals, has a special significance to me, although I don't really care much for baseball.
Did you pick up any musical instruments?
Yes, my mother started doing the violin, intoxicated. I started learning the violin when we lived in Long Beach. And I don't know, I guess my mother decided I should have musical training. She has a musical training. Then we got a private tribute team. And I can remember trying to stand there and play and practicing with tears in my eyes. I didn't really care for it. But then I fooled my mother. She would sit there and watch me practice for an hour. And I'd go through all the motions, and she didn't know what I was playing. As long as the students are playing, and I sort of cheated. I think afterwards, right now, I feel sorry for my father, who just was uncomfortable with paying for my violin lessons. But it was only during when I was in the Army that I began to appreciate the violin more, because we had people from white soldiers from Tennessee who had the fiddle, what they call the violin. And I'd borrow the fiddles and I'd play, and the next thing I knew, I just played music I remembered, and I sort of kept it up that way. But in retrospect, I really didn't get that much out of volunteering. I thought it was a sissy type of instrument. And I would have much rather learned how to play the drums, clarinet, or saxophone. My brother did learn to play the trumpet. He was taught by Peter Sahoo, Sr. And you can learn a bit about that. My sister, on the other hand, was taught the piano. So we got into training. But for the most part, this is more an ego thing than much, for the kids.
Did you and your family go to many Chinese movies?
Didn't have Chinese movies when I was a kid, but I remember seeing all of them. Well, mainly it was the traveling stage show, Zhou Dai Hei. We'd enjoy seeing these stage shows from coming from San Francisco, and when we went to San Francisco for a visit, we'd go see the shows. I didn't understand the Chinese, and I kept asking my folks from Peter, tell me this, what the story's all about. But they never did. We got some ideas of what's going on, who are the good guys, who are the bad guys. I can still remember the elaborate costumes. I would like to have one of those costumes of the warrior type. You know, the type with the pin flags on their backs, and they have these long feathers from the headdress, and the flashy costumes. And I thought, boy, that would be great. And I like the women. They still have like movie queens at the time. I said, oh, gee, as a boy, this Tennessee Island, it sure looks nice. Sort of fantasy again. And I didn't know what was going on, as I said, but boy, the noise was terrific. But boy, it's the costumes and the acting was great. Of course, that time we see people do kung fu and have a lot of stupid, and what can they do? fighting. Didn't fight that way, of course. I shouldn't tell how long I was, because what today Chinese martial arts are in Michigan then. And isn't it just good to know these things now? But at that time, I rejected those notions. I thought that boxing and wrestling was more manly, or more, I guess, American way to do things, or more modern way, whatever you want to call it.
Thank you.